Macmillan Audio presents How to Tell Toledo from the Night Sky by Lydia Netzer. Read for you by Jocelyn Jackson. A Cradle Song. The angels are stooping above your bed. They weary of trooping with the whimpering dead. God's laughing in heaven to see you so good. The sailing seven are gay with his mood. I sigh that kiss you, for I must own that I shall miss you when you have grown. William Butler Yeats. A test field in the form of an initially uniform train of waves propagating into a Kerr-Newman black hole has its crests crowded together and magnified by gravitational and Doppler blue shifts that grow without bound at the Cauchy horizon. Such perturbative results suggest, though they do not prove, that inside a black hole formed in a generic collapse, an observer falling toward the inner horizon should be engulfed in a wall of classically infinite density immediately after seeing the entire future history of the outer universe pass before his eyes in a flash. E. Poisson and W. Israel, Inner Horizon Instability and Mass Inflation in Black Holes. Physical Review Letters, Volume 63, pages 1663 through 66, 1989. Prologue. On the night when George and Irene were born, the sun set in a boil of red-orange ribbons across the Ohio sky. The people of Toledo looked out their western-facing windows at the night, buttoned the collars of their pajamas against the cold, and closed the blinds as darkness fell. They lay down flat in their beds and began to sleep. Some turned over on their sides. First, some punched their pillows and some sighed. But sleep came for them all, one by one, and they slid under it willingly. No one fought. No one refused. Sleeping, they lost track of what was going on. They were no longer in Toledo, but in Paris, or in the past, or on the moon, or in a book they'd read. Behind closed eyes and sleeping faces, they were gone. Into what deep well did they all fall, single file? On what small ledge did each waver and then drop down from waking into dreaming, down from life to death? A man who falls asleep is like a diver who slips from the air into the water. Yet through it all, the sleeping man's body stays put under a thin sheet, straight and flat. You could put his whole body in a box. You could put the box into the ground. Sleep is a shallow death we practice every night. City after city, as the earth turns and rolls around the sun, we lie down and close our eyes. We try out this thing, death, for an 8-hour stretch. New York, Toledo, Dallas, Los Angeles, we all go down. Our sleeping minds blur the boundaries between our bodies and our idea of the world into what would otherwise be madness. In sleep, we have no senses but imagined senses, no grasp on fate except a lunatic's idea of control. Being crazy is like being asleep, and being asleep is like dying. It's just like dying, because the body needs to do it. It has no choice. By the time the people of Toledo actually die, they will have practiced it thousands of times. The sense of going under will be familiar. The sense of slipping loose from sanity will be no stranger. They will be very good at dying by the time they get to do it. So good, it will be absolutely irreversible.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?